Well, as you remember, the contest was the brainchild of Army Chief Information Officer Lieutenant General Jeff Sorensen after seeing the success of a couple things. First, the Ask for Democracy program that was held right here in Washington, D.C., and he also saw applications being developed by soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan that were really developing what they call local applications to meet their specific needs in theater. Sorensen wanted to tap into not only the innovation happening in the field, but really the ideas from every soldier and every Army civilian that are out there. The Army worked with the Defense Information Systems Agency to set up a development and testing platform on Forge.mil and use their Rapid Access Computing Environment, RACE, platform to let soldiers and civilians from the Army develop apps on several platforms, the Apple iPhone, the Google Droid, the RIM BlackBerry, and the Microsoft Windows Mobile systems. In 75 days, so beginning March timeframe going through May, 141 soldiers and civilians developed 53 web and mobile applications, and a panel of Army experts chose 15 winners across five categories and named 10 others honorable mentions. Sorensen says the goal of the contest was to give power to the soldier to make the Army better.
We just gave folks an opportunity to create something that they felt, from their own perspective, would be useful for the Army. For an example, this particular app up here, which you spoke about, which is the fitness one. Today, you know, the Army's got a lot of documentation on how to do fitness. Essentially what they did in a very simple app, developed this app so you had a one-stop shop that, you know, you didn't have to carry around a manual. You know, this was one of those things, just like I think they did with Apps for Democracy. No one kind of defined a requirement, but if you had, if you saw something that needed to be improved in the Army, the ability to go off and do that. So it was, process was nothing more than just, you know, opening it up.
Now, many of those applications are available for downloading at the Army storefront, a link on federalnewsradio.com. And for those that aren't available, Sorensen says they'll be there soon for everyone to download and use.
Now, Jason, we presume they didn't develop Super Mario and that kind of thing. So tell us what some of these applications do.
Sure, and that would be actually a pretty good one. I think my son would like the Super Mario one. But there are a bunch of good ones. I will take, let me go through all the first place winners in the five categories. Now, these teams won $3,000 in prize money. And again, we've linked to the entire list of 25 winners on federalnewsradio.com. I'll start with the first one, a telehealth mood tracker that lets users track their psychological health over a period of days, weeks, months. This was developed for both the iPhone and the Droid. A disaster relief application that helps soldiers survey, disseminate, and analyze data to create maps using Google Earth and Google Maps for Army personnel working in humanitarian crisis. Again, that's developed for the Droid app, phone. A movement project app that helps with road navigation for soldiers in theater. Basically, they can input threats or roadblocks to help determine the best and safest route. Again, another Droid application. And finally, another Droid application that gives potential new recruits news feeds, fitness test requirements, and other information about the Army. And then finally, a physical training application developed for the iPhone. Major Greg Motes says a simple request led to the development of this app.
We took a look at the new training manual, which is a 400-page document, and we didn't want to just put a wall of words and a PDF into an application. And so we sat down as a group and started to break it apart and say, well, you know, what do we think we can get out of this? And from that, you know, we looked at look at all the exercises, particularly the new exercises, and take those, and we can demonstrate how those should go in. And also there's a new part of the manual that most soldiers aren't going to be familiar with, a new workout scheme based on your current phase and your readiness level. And so we broke those things out. And then, you know, as it stood, you know, we also wanted to look at, you know, adding more multimedia to it where we could. And from that, a short drive up from Fort Gordon to Fort Jackson, we met with the PT proponent at Fort Jackson, and they provided us with the videos. And so coupling all those things together, you know, we saw this as a new way that maybe training manuals in the future could be shown something that is searchable and is fairly easy to navigate, but it also adds that media component.
So now we got to hear from a couple of the winners, and I know you guys on the Federal Drive are trying to bring on a couple for an interview in the next week or so. So very interesting people.
Okay, so this seems successful, and with that success used for the contest, how is the Army then going to adopt this more broadly? Is this just the beginning?
I think so. I think the contest really served two needs. The first and really major reason was to get applications to the warfighter. more quickly. Now, secondly, Sorensen says this was obviously accomplished. He explains the second reason.
I think this is, in my viewpoint, portending a different way of how we might develop future apps to satisfy military requirements. I think at some point in time here we're going to extend this to the commercial sector. We're working right now, I think, with some ideas on how to do that with TRADOC and so forth. But clearly, I think getting our soldiers and civilians to come in and provide or have an opportunity to provide them with the wherewithal to kind of show their skills and show their interests and so forth is the type of culture and the type of environment we're trying to create here. Because clearly they had some innovation, some creativity, and some passion, and that's kind of what we want to harness here.
Now, Sorensen says all the confidence went so well that an acquisition decision memorandum from the Army's acquisition official and from Sorensen's office is coming out in the next few weeks. The memo, which we've talked about before, will define a common operating environment for all application development. It will tell soldiers and civilians and contractors how the Army wants systems integrated. It will simplify the fielding of systems from the standpoint that you know what you're supposed to deliver and you can certify and credit them in a rapid fashion. And Sorensen describes how this approach actually could be expanded in the near future based on specific needs.
Kind of put out a very simple contest to industry and kind of saying, well, look for an app to do X, Y, Z. We'll give you 30 days. Come back and show us what you have. Then we have those that essentially have found this particular need vote on what they see now from this particular entity. And then we give them funding for 60 more days to develop it. 9 days, we have an app. And so we don't go through the process of writing a requirement document, doing an RFP, doing all the bureaucratic acquisition process that sort of slows us down in trying to deliver a capability. Now, we haven't walked through all the particulars on this, but I think this contest and how we did this contest portends a way of how we can more rapidly develop applications in the future using the collaborative forums to help define the requirements, using this contest, if you will, methodology to go out and actually have companies begin to participate and then build it in a manner that we can more rapidly bring it in.
Now, Sorensen says the Army likely will use this approach over the next year with industry. They're still going through some of the legal and administrative issues from the first round, and then they want to apply those lessons learned for the next time.
And, Jason, is there any evidence that the other military services will say, hey, let's try this ourselves?
Interestingly, Sorensen at first says there was some little bit of doubt, a little bit of disbelief that this would work, but now several of the services, including the Marines and the Air Force, actually are very excited about holding a similar contest. In fact, Sorensen says he's meeting with Marine CIO General George Allen today at Land War Net Conference in Tampa to talk specifically about this contest, I imagine, about other things as well. Additionally, DARPA is working closely with the Army on several ideas and approaches and eventually may have a contest of their own as well. So I think what Sorensen is saying is that there's a growing understanding and acceptance that not every application development program needs to be this slow, hard-to-succeed process, and then you can be agile and do it quickly.
Jason, we got about 30 seconds left. Did you find out about any of the winners, what they're doing with their winnings? It's $3,000, right?
Exactly. I asked that same question to Major Motes, who helped develop the physical fitness application.
I think we're going to get iPhone 4s. I think at the very beginning, we had talked about at the School of Information Technology, possibly taking some of the money and having a little banquet reception for the instructors and some of the students there. And then also, I'm pretty sure that we're going to donate a portion of the money to either the Fisher House or Wounded Warriors.
So as you can tell, a lot of good things happen. We have the list of all the winners on federalnewsradio.com. And this is one of those programs that they went out, did something, and seemed to have succeeded.